Assalamu alaikum.
In English, peace be upon you.
Make Music Madison, a free musical extravaganza on June 21st, the longest day of the year, is now accepting registrations from area musicians. Whether you are a student, amateur, part-time professional, or established artist, you are welcome and encouraged to register on makemusicmadison.org. There is no audition process, and Make Music Madison is open to all ages, skill levels, and genres. All you need to do is register, show up, and perform. For more information, go to makemusicmadison.org. Make Music Madison is a free musical extravaganza on Friday, June 21st, the longest day of the year, and is open to anyone and enjoyed by everyone. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
Rather droll, for to march and kill over field and hill.
It's a military goal.
It's a military goal. Up, 2, 3, 4, dress it up. 2, 3, 4, by the ranks or single file. Over every jungle mile, over sand and crush through the underbrush.
Another fabulous episode of fun facts and a couple of jokes. Hey, I'm not kidding, but guess what today's food celebration is, Mariam?
What?
I don't know. I thought you knew that. Did you hear?
Yeah.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Mariam, and then by the way, tonight, Johanna is on assignment.
Yeah.
She's not available to be on the show. She's working on an assignment for next month at an undisclosed location. So, food-wise, because sometimes, you know, we want to see what food is being celebrated here in the U.S. And we love talking about food because it's so fundamental. Food is like the thing that feeds us. Why do you like food, Mariam? Or do you like food? I don't know. It's just, you know. I don't want to be assuming stuff here. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, food is... when I say fundamental, it's better than spelling. Or better than reading, right? They say reading is fundamental.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we would like to disagree. I think food is fundamental. Reading is very good.
Yeah.
But the minute we are born to the world, the minute your world, you're here in this world, the minute you're born, what do you do as a baby?
Drink milk.
you look for milk. You look for food. Have you seen that? You haven't. You didn't see your sister being born, but you saw her when she was very, very tiny.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that tells me that if the minute we're born, the first after air, we were looking for some, you know, to breathe. And what's a good sign that baby is breathing when they're born is they start crying. It's one good way to breathe.
Yeah.
And then they look for food. Well, what else would you be looking for when you're newborn?
Your mom.
Why mom?
I don't know.
I think
maybe because she made it be
because
born.
She has the milk.
Yeah.
In most cases, mom is able to feed said baby, right?
Yeah.
And then in some cases, maybe for any reason, a variety of reasons, baby may not be able to get food from mama right away. So food have to be given to the baby in a bottle.
Yeah.
So back to the subject. Food is very important. And then food is what we're celebrating today. Food on a stick. I just think it's funny that in the calendar here it says, you know, sticks like not the kind you see a mop on,
yeah,
or broom.
No.
What other sticks are there? Baseball?
No, like the chopsticks, kind of.
Yeah, that's right. So, I wonder if food caught by a stick, by two sticks, and put in your mouth, is that considered food on a stick or carried by a stick to your mouth? It could be stuck on there. You have seen people that...
Like shish kebab.
Shish kebab. There you go. That's a good example of food on a stick. But can we consider chopsticks?
Yeah.
And food carried to your mouth using the chopstick like a roll of sushi. Or a pile of rice with sashimi meat on it.
Oh, yeah.
Could that be... Do you like? It sounds like you like sashimi and sushi. What is your favorite roll? On a stick. Using a stick.
Let's just say sushi.
Yeah. So other than mops and brooms, food can be carried on a stick. But something on a stick day could be celebrating any kind of food that you eat on a stick, whether it's a popsicle or shish kebab, as you mentioned, or something that you normally don't eat on a stick but could be eaten by, like a marshmallow. It's traditional food on a stick that you kind of... grill, right?
Yeah.
Because I can just remember, imagine going on to a picnic or in the house.
Yeah.
Last time we had marshmallows was where?
Yeah. It was outside.
But in the winter times,
it was inside.
Right over the stove.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. So we're playing some really hip songs from, let's see. Sing along with Putumayo, a couple of songs here, and then we'll switch gears. But meanwhile, here's one more song.
And you need a helping hand if you got troubles.
need a helping hand. If you've got troubles and you need a helping hand, come to me, I will be your friend. I will be your friend. I will be your friend. If you've got troubles and you need a helping hand, come to me, I will be. Stay. If you are hungry and you got no place to stay, if you are hungry and you got no place to stay, come to me, I will be your friend. I will be your friend. Oh Lordy, come to me, I will be your friend.
Hey, if you're hungry, you are lonely. Hey, speaking of hungry, we were talking about food on a stick. It's celebrated here. It's all about celebrating food on a stick today. It doesn't have to be, you know, you could use your fingers to eat something, but if there's a stick, that's great, especially if you're frying it on or grilling it on or whatever.
Yeah.
But we decided in an earlier conversation, you can do ice cream on a stick if it's hardened around the stick and you dip it in chocolate like a popsicle. Mm. You can indulge in and celebrate with like cake.
Yeah.
Cake, what
those
is that called?
Those cake pops.
Those are delicious. And they usually you can eat a cake with a fork. But what's the fun in that? You can eat cake with your hands. But even a hot dog on a stick has a different...
Because usually hot dogs are with bread.
Yeah. Have you ever had a hot dog?
I think so.
You've had a hot dog here and there. It doesn't strike me like your food. Because I know you're a little bit more exotic than that. But if you think about it, the only soup as a category of soup that you cannot eat with a stick is what?
Like anything that's like watery, like a beverage.
Soup.
You can't put water on a stick.
What's your favorite soup?
Pumpkin soup.
Pumpkin. Yeah, see, you can't put that on a chopstick.
No.
You can't drink it with a chopstick. You can wait for it to cool down and try a straw, but that's not a stick anymore. So we have a couple more songs we're going to play. Something international. What did we have? We had something else queued up. There.
Nafuraya shingi napambana nishi maisha ya kwangu shugli sinanga ya watu shugulika na ya kocha ya kwangu hingu ya takupa kichwa ya takumisha mpaka kichwa ya takumisha mpaka na mwili mzima sikuishi mara moja lakini ukiishi vyema moja inatosha ya ukiweza ishi vyema na watu pia tena ukiweza piga shere piga shere unasema upangwe vituko za nini hasira za nini vituko za nini tujibijari ridada wait us just come tujibijari rikaka tuzikwende tuzikwende tujibijari
That's a complete change of theme.
If you're happy and you
the other song had something to do with clapping.
If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. If you're happy and
many
if you're
times.
Happy and you know it, wiggle your hips.
5 times.
If you're happy and you know it, wiggle your hips.
4 times.
If you're happy and you know it,
3 times.
And you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, wiggle your hips. If you're happy and you know it, stretch your arms. If you're happy and you know it, stretch your arms. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, stretch your arms. If you're happy and you know it, pat your head. If you're happy and you know it, pat your head. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, pat your head. If you're happy and you know it, touch your nose. If you're happy and you know it, touch your nose. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, touch your nose. If you're happy and you know it, point your toes. If you're happy and you know it, point your toes. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show
okay,
it,
other ideas for food on a stick. Food on a stick. Did you forget we're talking about food on a stick? And we were saying you can, like the word sheesh.
Yeah.
In Turkish means skewer.
No.
Or in Arabic, it's called sikh, which is something you put food on and then grill. So
yeah.
Shish kebab means that. But you can make fruit shish kebab. If you have a party that you're going to go to and you were asked to prepare some food, you can take a bamboo stick. You put some food on that, like cubed watermelon, chunks of bananas, pineapple, any kind of your favorite fruit. Can go on, you know, if it's, you know, it's strawberries, grapes, watermelons, pineapples, you name it. A variety of food can fit on a stick. Just ideas.
Potato.
I'm just thinking. Potato is a root. And unless it's cooked, I've had raw potatoes before. But most people, most Americans that are listening to our show today feel that the potato needs to be either baked, steamed, somehow, one way or another, it should be cooked. No? I just think that it should. It's just my opinion. All right, do you want to go traveling? Should we go travel? Or I like that international feel to our previous song. And we have another one from a combined Global Beat album that we've become big fans of recently. And maybe if you listen to this, you would understand why we like it so much. Yep.
Pedazo de sueño y le han regalado temblores de adentro. Por el camino canto un bolero y el que pensaba cantarle primero. Entre paredes de un cuarto viejo, perdidos por allá por el centro, mordió su corazón y le dijo: la vida es un juego, es un sueño. Dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Mulata, mulata. Eso de ella es como una nube que sube, que sube. Como ella hay poca gente que vive, que sueña y que ríe, pero hay que encontrarla. Le compró la luna y el miedo, perdidos por allá por el centro. Y con su risa gritó en silencio, la vida es un juego, es un juego. Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Mulata, mulata. Bailando seguía y sigue bailando. El miedo fue matando los días y él perdió su risa de tanto intentarlo. Y sin remedio se acabaría, perdidos por acá, por el centro. Mientras se iba dijo en un beso,
she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain.
We took a giant leap from new Latin music to American. Hey!
She'll be driving six.
Is that a cowboy song? I think it's a country song.
She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Yeehaw!
Yes, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes.
Who is she?
Oh, we'll all go out and meet her. I know I'll go out and greet her. Yeah, we'll all go out and meet her when she comes.
And say, hello?
She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes.
Marhaban?
She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes.
Hola?
She'll be wearing red pajamas while she's wearing those.
How else can you say hello, Maria?
In France, maybe?
Sure. How do you say that?
No idea.
Bonjour.
Oh, yeah.
German. Willkommen. Yeah. We need cousin Bilal to translate for us.
Yeah.
Where's your German cousin when you need one?
We'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes.
What? Chicken and what?
Yeah, we'll all have chicken.
You know, you can have the dumplings using a stick, but chicken soup,
yeah,
that ain't working.
I love those chicken and dumplings. We'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. She'll be coming around a mountain when she comes.
Our friends, you have been a part of the Pachyderm Parade. We still have more songs for you, but we're going to switch gears and say goodbye. And we're asking you to stay tuned for the Best of Gospel at 7 o'clock sharp. Until next time we meet, which will be end of next month of, end of May, the last Sunday of May. Until then, may all your fun activities, get it? Until end of May, all your activities be fun and enjoyable. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
What's up? This is the best light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine. This the light of mine.
Thanks for tuning in.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Okay.
This the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it.
If you're listening to the show, what's up? This is the best of gospel. You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM Madison. Man, thanks for tuning in with us on this okay weather-wise Sunday. But it's, you know what I'm saying, a beautiful day nonetheless. If you're listening to the show, that means you have air in your lungs. And that's always a good thing. And so welcome to the best of gospel with yours truly, A&T, the Hope Boy. Man, it's almost May. That means it's getting closer to being warmer all the time, longer days, sunshine, all of that good stuff. I appreciate y'all for being committed to the show. So make sure you download the app so you can take the best of gospel with you no matter where you go in the world. And so we know that's a cool thing, great opportunity that technology gives us. So yeah, I'm excited about that. Y'all lock in. We gonna get the best of gospel music, the old school, new school, in between, and after school. And I appreciate y'all for locking in with us one more week. We gonna get to the music. It's the best of gospel.